Rock 107 WIRX 811. Brock Hunter.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up, your ass?
Hey, you know what?
You gotta wake up.
Yeah, wake up.
Woo!
You know how I know it's spring?
How's that?
Because I stink. Dude, my pits stink.
He's stinking?
I can smell myself. And it's the first time I can smell myself for like 8 months. Because I don't sweat too much in the winter.
Yeah.
But,
stinky boy.
Yeah.
I do have some deodorant, but I do not share deodorant.
Why?
No, it's gross.
I'll leave a couple hairs for you.
Like that one video you showed me of that guy at that festival just swiping everyone's arm with the deodorant stick. Dude, that's the grossest thing in the world to me. It's hilarious, but it's gross.
It's a guy at an EDM festival?
Yeah, one of those, somebody scream.
You know, and you can tell he's all jacked up on Molly or whatever he took. And he's walking around with an Old Spice deodorant stick. And he's looking at everybody. Yeah, you want? Yeah. Want me to swipe your pits, bro?
Dude, I'm starting to gag.
That's hilarious. Come on, give me that deodorant.
No, you're not getting it. No, you're just going to stink. I'll give you some of that spray you can spray in your pits.
No, I'll use your deodorant.
Gross.
I don't have too much hair underneath.
Gross. No.
You're smelling.
No. God.
Smell it.
You're sick.
Smell it.
You're sick.
Just smell it.
Gross.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show. Yeah, brought to you by Gilson Cycle.
You know what it smells like? A number one at Burger King.
Yeah.
A Whopper. I smell like a Whopper. It's pretty bad.
It is bad. Is that bad for you or the food chain?
It's making... My armpits are making me hungry. A Whopper with cheese.
Whopper with cheese. Extra cheese. All right. So
hey, one more thing before we get to it.
God, what gross thing do you want to talk
about? You know
my
wife called me out on last night, and I know that I have it.
What?
She called me out on bad breath.
Bad breath? You don't have bad breath.
You never noticed?
I've never noticed, no.
I don't think it's terrible, but there are times where I have bad breath.
Well, yeah, but everyone does.
Yeah.
Everyone does.
I asked her. I'm like, hey, bad breath. She's like, yeah, you do. Your breath stinks.
Your breath stinks.
You know? And it kind of bothers me.
No, you got good teeth. I don't see a lot of mange in there.
Yeah.
You don't have a scurvy.
She says it. She says it's the teeth in the back.
Do you not scrub the teeth in the back?
I brush the hell out of my teeth.
Yeah.
I think they're fine.
Do you get the tongue?
She's like, you need to go to the dentist because, you know, you floss and you clean your teeth up front, but there's all that stuff in the back. I'm like, I brush in the back.
I think she's just being mean.
She's being a real bitch.
You know, next time she tries to kiss me, like, no.
Yeah.
I got stinky breath, bitch. You ain't kissing me.
Stinky breath, huh?
Yeah.
You know, you got something on your body that's stinky.
I wouldn't do that. Don't do that, buddy. Don't do that. I don't mind you making a point, but just tread lightly, buddy. Good God.
Right.
You get yourself in trouble.
Right.
She isn't. Even without that $500,000, she's going to leave your ass.
This Blue Cross covered gyno.
Good God.
Oh,
good God, Hunter.
All right, I'm not going to go there.
Let's do WTF, for God's sakes.
All right, that was the WTF.
Yeah, there you go. The police in Graves County, Tennessee, were on the hunt on Tuesday for a missing woman named Samantha Sperry. She disappeared over a year ago, but they got a tip that she might be in the area, so they restarted the search. Sadly, they did not find Samantha, but they did find someone else. One of the police dogs started barking like crazy at some dense wood.
Bigfoot?
No, not Bigfoot.
Ah.
When the cops checked it out, they found a secret bunker. And inside, there's a 41-year-old fugitive named Ernest Hendrickson. He's been there and been on the run since November. He was wanted for a parole violation for several drug and gun charges.
Wow.
So he was arrested and taken to jail. There was a female cop. This is actually audio from the lady's cam that she got.
Okay.
It's kind of crazy.
I'm scared I'm going to get stuck. Yeah.
We'll get you.
Gonna get stuck.
Oh my God. It's crazy. This is crazy. Dean, I will shoot your.
Why?
Put your hands up now. I will shoot you in the face.
Dean. Dean, lady.
Is he in there?
Yeah, he's in here.
Dean, get your.
Crawl up that hole. I don't give a now. Keep your hands up.
That guy, we told you to say something.
I'm just like, keep your hands up.
Shot. Stop and bottom. Now get your that hole.
Climb out.
I don't care how you get out, just get out.
You're going to get out that way.
I can't come out that way.
Yeah. I'm in love with that female cop. I will shoot you in the face.
By the way, she's breathing, though. It sounds like she had way too many donuts.
I haven't looked up her picture. Hopefully she's a hot cop.
Hot cop.
Hot cop. So, yeah, this guy's arrested. Bunker wasn't secure enough, man.
I'll shoot you in the face.
I will shoot you in the face.
Lady.
God, calm down. Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter, the Boy. Lovely Kiki.
Hello, good morning.
Eating your strawberries.
I am. I got a sour raspberry there.
You want me to make jam for you real quick?
No, I don't like your jam. It's spoiled.
Shut up. You shut up.
Look at you being all healthy, eating fruit.
I know.
Yep. Been on a big kick. You look good. You look like you've lost some weight. That's good. You're getting kind of fat.
You've lost weight?
Wow. That's cool.
You were a fatty?
I
say
it every day.
You were a fatty for a while?
No.
Oh.
Like just recently, in the last couple of years, I gained some weight.
Huh. Everyone does when they get married.
Where do you gain? Where do you gain weight?
Where do I gain weight? Yeah. All over? Yep.
No, you gained a little in the chest. Is that my old shirt?
Yeah.
I've had that shirt.
You
Since
gave it to
I was,
me.
Did I really?
Yeah, you were like, here, I'm not going to wear this. Do you want it?
And oh, that
like,
shirt's
it's a really
so comfortable.
Comfy shirt. And I was like, yeah.
I got that at a Goodwill, probably, let's see, I'm 32 now, probably 12 years ago.
Cool story.
I wore that on a couple dates, I tell you what.
Yep. Mine now.
That's that shirt's gotten me lucky a couple of times.
He's got the sass this morning. I like it.
We got it now, ladies.
Yeah.
But yeah, you look good.
Thanks.
Lose some weight, huh?
Yeah.
All my weight goes right to my ankles.
Summertime. Right to your ankles. You got the fattest ankles.
Fatty ankles.
That thing. Some cankles. You got
yeah,
some
I think you can go to your cankles.
Some kanks.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty soon it's bikini season. Gotta look good.
Yeah.
Gotta look toit.
Yeah, toit. Yeah.
Those Facebook summer albums coming.
Oh, yes. But guy, the Friends post.
That Friends post?
The
what? What is this?
Nothing.
What are you guys talking about?
Nothing.
What
Nothing.
Is this?
Nothing.
Summer albums?
Yeah.
On the Facebook or something or what?
Yeah.
Of bikinis and girls out?
I don't know. That's gross. Gross. Yuck. Ew.
You guys are dumb.
No. Whatever. You look at dudes shirtless on the beach, too.
Yeah, you
no,
do.
Guys don't really post that. I wish. I would like to see more of that.
Yeah. You're always scrolling through, looking at guys.
No.
Spring
not.
Break albums. Yeah.
Spring Break.
Those 19. Really hot 19-year-olds.
I know you're friends with Tan Rip Jesus on Facebook. You're always looking at his Facebook.
Is there a Facebook for Tan Rip Jesus?
If there's not, we're going to make one.
We're
gonna
make
I'm going to look
one.
Right now. Tan Ripped Jesus.
At least I hope there's a hashtag.
If there's not, dude, we got to make a Tan Rip Jesus Facebook.
Oh, who's that guy? That is not Tan Rip
no,
Jesus.
No, that's not Tan Rip Jesus.
Hey, let's come up with the Jesus workout. How did he get that tan and ripped? We'll show
well,
you.
He ate.
Five easy steps.
He ate a lot of fish.
He did eat a lot of fish.
Yeah, and bread, and he drank
protein.
Wine. He was
no
a
carbs.
Carpenter.
No carbs.
He was. Well, I'm sure he had some carbs.
No, because
no carbs.
Like wheat and all that stuff wasn't and like didn't come into play until like...
I'm going to say Jesus diet.
Like a few hundred years ago or something like that.
The Jesus diet. What did Jesus eat? The ultimate program for eating well, feeling great, living longer, and saving people.
It was just like protein. Lots of protein.
It's a Mediterranean style diet, which I'm kind of on right
go.
Now. See,
yeah.
I'm basically tan rib Jesus.
Yeah.
You're basically
so no
Jesus.
No red meat. No red meat.
Yep.
It was just a lot of fish.
A lot of wheat bread. Fish,
what?
Whole wheat bread, olives,
what?
Figs, dates, and red
they didn't
wine.
They have wheat bread.
Yes, they did have bread back then. It wasn't, it
wheat
was 2,000 years ago. Wheat bread? Did they have Italian herbs and cheese?
Right. Jesus, can I get multigrain?
Did they have the six-grain Jimmy John's?
Yeah, they had the Jimmy John's French bread.
That's my favorite.
Do you leave the bread in or take the bread out? That's what I like.
Well, I did not know that.
Yeah.
I didn't think that was...
But they had that. So, seriously, we are making a Tan Rip Jesus Facebook page, and he is going to be all the rage. People are going to be accepting him left and right.
All right, we'll create it.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
Come all right, on. I'll do it.
I got fun and games to play.
You're better at that stuff.
Pages.
You're better at that stuff
I know,
than
you
us.
Guys like to come up with ideas and then ask me to do it.
Hold on, I want to look
I
up...
I ain't going to do
You're
it.
We got to find a good Facebook profile for Tan Rip...
I already got the picture. Well,
do you already have it?
Yeah.
Tan ripped Jesus. I've searched this three times.
This is quality.
Google's
quality.
Like, what the hell?
images.
Have you ever seen a bungee jump, Jesus?
Oh my gosh, those pictures.
Dude, look at him! Look at him! Look up! Look up! Look how ripped he is!
He's breaking the crust.
Dude, he's like he's like Schwarzenegger back when Schwarzenegger was Mr. Universe.
Heck yeah.
Oh my god.
Dude, look how ripped. Count the abs. Just count the abs.
He's got those sweet he's got the invitation
the
abs.
Yeah, the V.
The V that goes right down to the dog.
The spring break V.
Dude, look at how low he's wearing that cloth.
Count them. There's like 24 abs on that Jesus.
Well, you got one, two.
Wow.
Three. I would say one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. He's got an 8-pack, dude.
Ugh.
He is straight
he
up.
He is Jesus.
And he's got those sweet little lateral ones right there.
Abs. Look at his arms.
God,
look
ripped.
Those.
Look at him, dude. He's just.
That one's even bigger.
That's a statue. That's actually created.
Look at look how short his arm. That's like a John Cena Jesus.
John Cena Jesus.
Look how short his arms.
Oh my god.
It's hilarious.
His really short arms.
You know, somebody had to build that.
They did.
You
know, oh my god.
While they're sculpting that, they're like, you know, I'm gonna put.
Look at this.
12 abs on this Jesus.
Look at that billboard. You drew first blood, but I'll be back. Yes. Oh, tan rib Jesus.
I love it. It's hilarious.
I'm so aroused right now.
Okay.
All right. Sorry, I think we're broke. It's the Plan B Morning Show with Tan Rib Jesus on WIRX.
Brock and Hunter.
Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning. 836 Brock Hunter.
What's up, man?
What's happening? Hi.
What's up, man?
Hi.
You got some of that Swedish cheaper?
What? I got purple drink.
Some purple drink?
I don't know why. That is so funny to me this morning. It's been a weird morning.
Did you used to drink purple drink?
No, never did.
Me neither.
Never did.
I had a few times.
Yeah, purple.
What was your go-to? Mm. If it was Sunny D, I know it wasn't because you don't have diabetes.
When I was younger or just in general? Are you talking about drinking?
When you were younger, what was your go-to?
Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew?
Mountain Dew and milk.
And you don't have diabetes?
No.
Okay.
Huh. I got
Mountain Dew.
I got a man pancreas. No, honestly, it was. It was milk.
I loved milk, too. I still
milk
do.
Or Mountain Dew. We had, oh, my God.
Milk's got a surprisingly extensive amount of sugar.
Yeah. I'm surprised I'd going through. But again, I was a farm kid, so I was always out working.
Mm-hmm. You do the 2%?
Oh, yeah. 2% whole milk, all that good stuff. Fresh from the cow? You ever had a fresh from the cow?
No, I haven't.
My one cousin did milk testing for a while. You go to the farms, test the milk, you do all this fun stuff. Well, he had this cylinder, this big cylinder that you put the milk in. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm talking more fresh from the bulk tank. And, of course, me wanting to impress him, he'd always joke, hey, come on, chug that milk.
Oh, God.
One time I just opened up that one cylinder because it had like a little tube on the, like a little opening on the bottom.
And it wasn't cold.
And I opened it up and chugged that whole thing.
Betcha
on a hot summer's day.
Dude, you just sucked the juice that just came out of a cow udder.
It's delicious.
Ugh.
Milk from the gods.
I guess.
Like milk from
how'd
the cow
it taste?
Gods. It was warm.
That's terrible.
It was warm. It
wasn't curdly, too?
It wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. I've had worse. I'd rather have that than, like, old milk that's been in the fridge that you don't know.
Have you ever had to artificially, what is it?
Inseminate
a cow?
We've talked about this before.
You went elbow deep, huh?
I have given life and I have taken life away. Kiki knows. Kiki's seen me farm. She thinks it's sexy, right?
It is sexy.
I'm a farmer.
I like farmers.
Yeah.
I like any man who... You know, just hard labor.
That's why you two
shows he's
work.
Not a lazy, right. A lazy butt.
Well, we were saying like our go-to drinks, and I drank a lot of milk and Mountain Dew as a kid.
Yeah.
But I was always working. Like, I mean, I don't think it was ever an issue. Mm-hmm. It's more of an issue now. That's why I don't have a lot of that stuff now because I'm not as physically active as I was.
Yeah.
Dad worked us to the bone, man. Doing all that farm stuff.
We're big tea drinkers where I'm from.
Yeah, which is
drink
so
a lot of tea.
Ugh. Just basic unsweetened tea.
Tea and water is like all I grew up on. Not to say I didn't have like milk and juice and stuff as a kid, but I mostly drank water and tea.
What is it with tea and you guys in the South? What is that about? Have you ever had unsweetened tea,
Hunter?
It's
terrible.
It's awful.
Oh my gosh, what?
There's no flavor to it.
My grandma makes sun tea. It's just, it's really good.
But she had sugar to it though.
Well, we always had, everyone always had one pitcher that was labeled. It was like the tea pitchers labeled sugar and then... The other one was just plain.
Ugh.
So we always had two sets of teas because some people liked sugar and some people didn't.
Some hot tea. No, they like the iced tea. You guys do all the iced tea.
Yeah, we like both. My sister was the only one that liked hot tea. She would drink hot tea all the time. But nice. Yeah, I like iced tea.
Mm. But unsweetened though, ugh.
I want a table by the fire and can I get a hot tea?
Yes,
is that
grandma.
What we sound like? Is that what grandma sounds like?
No, that's Hunter on the weekends.
I used to work at a restaurant that had a fireplace in the establishment, and all the old ladies would come in and they'd want to sit by that, even though it was like 96 degrees in the place, you know, as it was.
My bones are cold. And give me a hot tea.
Yes, it warms up your body.
Did she say your bones are cold? My bones are cold.
It's because they're so old. I'll get you your tea, old lady.
Oh, there's just not a lot of meat left on it, that's all.
Right.
And
the meat that is there, it's sagging off.
Yeah, don't sit too close, Grandma. You're already cooked. You're already pretty well weathered there. Right. I don't need you drying up next to the fire.
Right. I'll get you your tea, old bag.
Let me just dip you in a...
Starting to weather to get real tough.
You like my new handbag? It's Grandma. Left her by the fire too long. Your comedian today is Shane Moss.
Everything that rocks.
All right, good morning. Wake up, sluts.
Dance party in here.
It is a dance party. We're going crazy.
You like my moves?
Hunter has the worst dance moves I've ever seen.
Shut up. No, I don't. I'm a good dancer.
You are not a good dancer. I love you, buddy, but you are a poor dancer.
Especially if you've had a few. You kind of like just get really in your head.
Yeah.
And it's a lot like of you're shoulders. You're in your own little world, and you do the same thing just over and over again. What are you sniffing at?
He's crying.
What is not? Smell that? It's jealousy. You smell that? It's in the air.
He does a lot of shoulders.
I'm surprised you don't have a lot of traps. Is this your traps?
Your delts, your traps. Yeah, traps. Yeah.
I'm surprised these aren't just yoked.
They are yoked.
They
bro.
Are actually pretty yoked.
They are yoked.
A lot of shoulders.
Look at that. That's
you don't know what to do with your hands.
Drunk shoulder dancing.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, got it.
You know, he's going to be saying he's sore later. Like, I think I pulled something.
Dancing too good.
Yeah. It's all this great dancing that I'm doing.
I was just impressing too many girls.
Is that what it is?
Pressing the women.
Is that how Amanda fell in love with you? Watching these sweet, sweet dance moves?
No. She was like, who's this guy? And then I started dancing. She's like, rest of my life. There it is.
Who's the settler and who's the reacher out of you and Amanda?
Oh, Amanda's definitely the settler.
Definitely.
And who's the reacher?
Yeah.
You know what? I smell it again. Jealousy.
Who's the settler?
Jealous that you get to be with Amanda.
Who's the settler and reacher for us, Kiki?
I'm clearly the settler.
Oh, my God.
The settler, huh?
Yeah.
You know what? We all know
you guys did very well for yourself. We take care of y'all.
What?
Yep.
What?
Yep.
Who cooked dinner last night? Who did laundry last night?
Oh, you finished the laundry.
Who does it all the time?
That I started.
Yeah. Don't even start with me, lady.
Oh, he finished the laundry that I started. It's your one job.
Yeah.
And I did it the other night.
Yeah. I'm going to go back to bed.
I'm not going to disagree with you. She's good. She's a solid six.
Which would make you, like a two?
He's only saying that because she's not listening right now.
Yeah, but her coworkers do. And that's true. They relay the information.
They do. They really do.
You meant 600. She's a solid 600.
No, six.
Out of 500, she's a 600.
I meant six.
Scale was one to five, right?
Being generous, it's Friday.
That's right. Hey, let's move on before we get Hunter in more trouble.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
What's Kiki?
What? Yeah, what am I? What number?
On a scale of 1 to 10?
1 to 10.
Better be an 11.
I give you an 8.
An 8?
Oh, okay. That's good.
That's good.
My feelings are a little hurt, but that's okay. If Hunter said I was 8, I'd be like, yeah, thank you. But the husband's supposed to lie and say, like, 12.
What would push her to a 10?
Boy, there's a lot
blonde
of work,
hair.
That, a lot of work that needs
is,
to be done.
This is great.
Bigger boobies.
Yeah, we could tuck a few things, lift a few other things, dye that mop on your head.
Oh, my God.
Dye that mop? What would you dye it? Blonde?
Blonde, hell yeah.
Yeah.
In a heartbeat.
Yeah, sometimes he tells me like haircuts he likes and wants me to try and all this stuff, and it's basically the complete opposite of me, so I'm not even sure I'm his type.
No.
If you could change one thing on your body, what would you change?
Me?
Yeah.
One thing on my body. Not to have eczema. That would be cool.
That sucks.
You got that lizard
itchy skin. That's
why you get the itchy pits?
Yeah, that's why you call me itchy pits.
Itchy pits!
Dude, tons of people have eczema. I feel ya. Yep. I would change that. My skin disorder.
That's or whatever. What you change?
I don't know what you would call it.
Out of all the things you
or,
could change.
No, okay, but physically in my body, I've kind of got a schnoz, you know? I've got this little.
No, you don't. You're fine, for God's sake. You would look weird. You'd look weird with a different nose. Do you think?
I would look so much cuter.
I like your nose.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, you don't have a bad nose.
You have an exotic look. An average exotic look,
okay,
but you
I'm
have an exotic look.
I'm feeling better about
look.
Myself. Thank you. Now it's feeling awkward.
No, you're a 10.
I don't like this
attention. Kiki, you're a 10 all Thanks. Day or day.
Yes.
Your dumb vocabulary for to dir.
Ooh. This is weird.
But the scale's 1 to 20.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Just so you know.
Don't ever ask the scale.
Grading on a curve.
I love when they grade on a curve. I'll take it.
Your dumb vocabulary for today. Let's do
it.
No. Skid musket.
Ooh, skid makes me think of
skin.
Skid like in the underwear.
Skin.
Oh, skin. I thought you said skid.
No.
Skin musket.
Jesus. Now, skin musket.
Ew. Is that like one of the things you use on yourself?
No. It's
you know what I'm talking about,
no,
right?
No.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
about.
That's
okay.
It's a penis.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
With a capital
you
P.
Insert.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Skin musket. It's the male reproductive organ.
I really overthink these things.
You are.
It stresses me out.
It's either a penis or a vagina 95% of the time.
Right.
So yeah, skid musket.
Sometimes I just feel like there's no way it would be that again because there's so many names for those.
Yeah, there's a ton of great names.
Skin musket.
Example. Whoa! A chick was hot. My skin musket almost went off.
Oh, I get it now. It would go off.
Yeah.
I'm getting kicked. She said.
No, the skin musket gets deep. That's what it is.
What? Had the day off shooting blanks.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Misfire.
Misfire.
Oh, there you go. That's your double candidate.